Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
I do, with some Republican help, I think it would be a mistake to try and sort of ram through, as it would be seen, what we otherwise had. I regret that. I wanted to see the bill pass, but I think we have to take another look at it. There are now 41 votes in the Senate. I think we have to take that into account.
You said, you were quoted as saying before the election that if Brown wins, health care reform in its current form is dead. Is it now?
Well, I hope not. In its current form, yeah. I mean, the original notion of getting a House-Senate conference and compromising and passing that bill in both houses, which would have been preferable, could have cleaned up some of the mistakes in both bills, that can't happen. I think, Frank, it depends on whether there's any Republican support for any of this. Maybe there isn't. And that will be sad, and I don't think the Republican Party wants to go as the status quo party in health care, but that's where we are.
Forgive me, but it sounds like you're questioning whether there is a future in health care reform, at least immediately.
Well, I am. Look, you have 41 Republican senators. You have the Senate rules that say you need 60 votes to pass things. I regret that, but that may be an insuperable obstacle. I hope it won't be, and I know we're going to explore ways around it.
Do you think that there will be a push on Capitol Hill by some Democrats to try and get around Scott Brown's election and pass health care reform in some version before he gets there?
No, I think that would be inappropriate. They use Paul Kirk's vote instead of him. No, I would not vote for any bill that came out of such a procedure, and I don't think anybody's even going to try it.
Massachusetts Republicans have said that they feel emboldened by Brown's win yesterday. Some have already touted that they have Scott Brown's endorsement. Do you think the congressional delegation here in Massachusetts will face a greater challenge when you're all up for re-election this fall?
We may, and that's, of course, a very legitimate part of the process. I think there were some differences. You know, Martha Kochi was a very good, has been and will be a very good attorney general. She was new to this process. I think those of us who've been representing congressional districts have established some relationships with the voters. But and I do think you'd be talking about a broader set of issues than just health care. In my case, for instance, toughened reform in the financial system to prevent the kind of abuses we've seen in the past, which sadly, the Republicans in the Congress had been opposing the president's proposal to tax the banks to make up for the help they got. The Republicans have been opposing that. I'm perfectly ready to debate those issues if people want to.
Are you suggesting that it's going to be harder for you to get past the financial industry reforms that you'd like to get past?
No. On that one, I don't think we were at that same kind of critical difference. There is this problem. One of the important things that we did in the House bill was the Consumer Financial Protection Agency, and we did do a good deal to get that done through the House, and it's being threatened by Republican opposition in the Senate, but unfortunately that one, I don't think they had even enough Democrats to get it through, so that's probably not been changed.
Congressman, let me ask you one more question before I let you go. There has been some insider speculation, and I say some insider speculation, on the Democratic side that you might not run for re-election this year. Will your name be on the ballot in November?
Absolutely. I don't know who's been speculating that. I mean, I am definitely a candidate for re-election. Now, I people may have asked me, well, what about, you know, 4, 6, 8 years from now? I couldn't say then. I've been doing this for a while. But I'm definitely a candidate for re-election this year.
And will it be harder for you after yesterday? And I ask the question mindful of this. I took a look at the voting in the Senate race in your district, and I think you have 24 communities in your district, cities and towns. And of the 24, the number of communities that voted Democratic, that voted for Martha Coakley, would fit on one hand. There were only 5.
True, they were the larger ones on the whole. But if I want to get reelected, which I do, it's my job to run and talk about the issues and talk about my record, and that's the nature of democracy. There's not much more to be said. That's the way the process is supposed to work. I've been running against opponents. I've debated every opponent I've ever had who wanted to debate, and I'm ready to do that going forward.
Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. We appreciate it. Let's bring back our guests, Boston Globe columnist Joan Vinnocchi, Boston